The Chiefs are favored in Super Bowl 54. The Texans have a new defensive coordinator, and Tom Brady is ready to test free agency. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Monday, January 20th.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Yesterday, the Chiefs and 49ers won their respective conferences and punched their tickets to the Super Bowl. By Sunday night, the Chiefs were installed as 1.5-point favorites. Bookmaker William Hill reported taking an early $33,000 bet on Kansas City at Pick'em before the line moved to make the Chiefs favorites. At the Westgate Superbook in Las Vegas, more than 70% of the early bets were on the Chiefs, who are now favorites just like they were when the season started. The favored team has won 34 of the first 53 Super Bowls. However, favorites of 3 points or fewer are just 8-7. The total opened at 51.5 points and had grown to 52.5 by late Sunday. The Texans have promoted defensive line coach Anthony Weaver to replace defensive coordinator Romeo Crennel, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. NFL Network first reported that Crennel wasn't expected to return as Houston's DC. The Texans will reportedly have more meetings this week to decide if Crennel will continue to have a role with the team. His contract is expiring, but he could potentially return as a senior assistant or retire. Crennel joined the Texans in 2014 and served as defensive coordinator until 2016. He was promoted to assistant coach when Mike Vrabel took over the defense in 2017. Crennel then took on the role of DC again and continued to work as Houston's assistant coach when Vrabel left for the head coaching job in Tennessee. And one more change in the AFC South, as Titans defensive coordinator Dean Pease announced his retirement today. Pease is 70 years old. After a lengthy career coaching in college, he joined the Patriots staff as their linebackers coach in 2004. He served as defensive coordinator in New England, Baltimore, and for the last 2 years, in Tennessee. This news broke over the weekend, but it bears mentioning as it's one of the biggest storylines of this offseason. CBS Sports' Jason LaCanfora reports that Tom Brady is prepared to meet with teams other than the Patriots as he explores free agency. LaCanfora says it would be, quote, extremely surprising if Brady and the Patriots came to a deal before free agency opens on March 18th. Brady, of course, has spent 20 seasons in New England with 9 Super Bowl appearances and 6 rings. But the now 42-year-old has said for years that he wants to play until he's 45, and there's no guarantee the Patriots will bring him back. The Patriots are not allowed to franchise tag Brady this year, so he will definitely be a free agent. It's one of the most interesting years ever for free agent QBs, with other players who could potentially hit the market, including Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, Cam Newton, Ryan Tannehill, Taysom Hill, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, Eli Manning, and Teddy Bridgewater. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.